they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. And they tell me of a home so far away, and they tell me of a home where no
Oh, Tell me, but one of these days it is going to be more than what somebody told you. Somebody has an Oldsmobile Omega, your burglar alarm is sounding off. License number 99L3304. 99L3304. The hope of the church is that someday we will enjoy the beauty of the King in an unclouded day. But I want to invite your attention to the 10th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah today. And I'd like to begin reading with verse 24. Isaiah 10:24. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, O my people that dwelleth in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod, and shall lift up his staff against thee, after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And that's the portion that I want today. The church is an anointed people. We have been anointed. The Spirit of the Lord has come to anoint us. In the Bible, anointing was significant. It was something that happened in the lives of men who had been set apart to be kings or the other outstanding leaders in the nation of Israel. And it was set apart as a glorious time in the lives of those appointed. And the time of anointing was a time of great ceremony, outstanding in its significance. Many individuals were invited to the time of anointing. It was similar to our time of inauguration. But kings and outstanding men were actually anointed. They had an anointing oil that everybody else was prohibited to make. It was given by orders from God Himself. It was used upon Aaron as the high priest over the house of Israel. And the 133rd Psalm refers to it. And the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy tells you when it actually happened. When Aaron had been chosen to be the high priest over Israel, Moses brought him to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and stood him before the entire congregation. And before them, he stripped off Aaron's clothes and washed him from his head to his feet. I might say to you that that was a symbol or a type of public baptism. And after he had washed him with water, he took special anointing oil and poured it upon the head of the high priest. And he was not in any way afraid to pour the oil. He poured it, the text tells us, until it ran down to Aaron's beard. But he continued to pour until that volume of oil ran down to the skirts of his garment and dripped off. And the writer of the psalm says, and there God commanded a blessing, even life forevermore. Outstanding in the life of the children of Israel was the anointing oil. As I said, they were prohibited to make it if they wanted to. It was a sentence of death passed upon the heads of anyone that had tried to concoct that special oil. And the reason why was because that God wanted that special oil to represent His Holy Spirit. And every believer has been anointed with that Holy Spirit. Every true believer, let me put it like that. And it is something that every true believer should look for. No individual should stop until God anoints them with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. John Baptist predicted of Jesus, I indeed baptize you with water, but there cometh one after me who's mightier than I, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And every true born believer is supposed to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to spirit-filled believers today. And I want to talk to you about two things. First of all, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And secondly, the results that are yours because you are so anointed. I don't believe that this is a time that there should be any doubt in your mind about your anointing. Sometime or other in your life, God ought to come by and let you know that that anointing still remains on your life. Praise the Lord. It's a mighty marvelous thing to be anointed with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost is not something you have to guess that you have. Every believer that has it knows he has it. Praise the Lord. And it does not mean that every day you feel like running through a troop and leaping over a wall. But let me tell you something. There are some days that you ought to feel like I could take the world. If the world would give me any kind of a problem, I'm equal to the world. And what's more, not only equal to the world, I'm equal to every demon that's in the world. That ought to be your feeling sometime. No child of God ought to be down in the low valley all the time. Praise the Lord. Sometime God ought to come by and lift you up above your shadows. Sometime God ought to come by and put a song deep down in your soul. Sometime there ought to be running in your feet. There ought to be clapping in your hands. There ought to be a praise on your lips and some song in your dance. Sometimes, oh, bless God's name, hallelujah, glory to God. Away with this kind of so-called anointing that sometimes you don't get beside yourself. Sometimes I know I'm beside myself. Sometimes I know that I'm not living on the normal trend. Sometimes I know that I can't stay where I am, amen, too much longer, but at least I got there. Great God. And I might tell you that I don't expect to stay on cloud 30 every day, but at least I can reach cloud 30 sometime or other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't feel like singing Nobody Knows the Trouble I See Every Day. I don't feel like singing any kind of sanctified blues every Sunday morning. I don't feel like feeling low down and just barely making it every round I make. God has come by and anointed my soul. I feel that anointing on my soul. And you ought to feel it every now and then. God ought to come by and let you feel that anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Away with these half-dead Christians. Pardon me this morning, but I'm after you. If you're just sitting around looking like a weeping willow, and all of your parents died with a stroke, and you don't have a living friend in the world, God's excuse and the devil's apology, I'm after you today. Great God, I want all hell to know I'm a child of the King. I'm no orphan walking around in Indianapolis. I have a sense of belonging. I belong to somebody. Hallelujah. I'm not alone. Glory to God. Bless God's name forever. I want you to look at this text. Hallelujah. Let me just tell you something about the history of this text. Israel. And I want to talk to you as individuals. But Israel, as a nation, they stood and they were located in a precarious position. They lived in a little strip of land about 150 miles long, 35 miles across at the top, and 75 miles width at the bottom. To the north of them was Syria and Assyria, and finally Babylon, and finally Persia. To the southwest of them was Egypt, and there they were. Blessed God. On the west, the rolling Mediterranean Sea, and on the east, a hot burning desert. And there they sat, a little defenseless people with nobody to help them but the mighty God. And sometimes the devil, your adversary, will tell you you're all by yourself going through what you're going through. But let me lift up your head this morning and tell you, be not afraid. You're not by yourself. God anointed you with the Holy Ghost so you could have it with you 24 hours every day. Help me this afternoon, Jesus. Great God, hallelujah. I want you to lift up your head and be lifted up, everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come into your life. Shake your soul this afternoon and tell your heart, I feel like running. Feel like overcoming. Tell your mind, I'm going to cast my burden on the Lord and stop worrying about it. Tell the devil, you might as well get behind me. I'm not going back. I'm standing right where I am, standing still until I see the salvation of Jesus. Tell all your enemies, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, victory shall be mine. Holy to God. Hallelujah. Bless God's name forever. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want you to leave out of here waving the flag of victory. I want you to leave out of here singing the song of victory. You know what? If I would sing a song this afternoon, you know what it would be? The fight is on. Arouse ye soldiers, great in you. And you know what I want to tell you? Jehovah lives. Jehovah lives. And victory shall assure. The Lord of hosts, that's God's fighting name. The Lord of hosts is marching on the victory. And I'm marching with it. Oh, I'm marching with him, and in his strength, unto the end, endure. The fight is on, oh Christian soldier, and face to face, in stern array, with armors gleaming, and colors streaming, the right and wrong is engaged today. The fight is on, but be not weary, be strong. Stop singing your weakness. Be strong and in his might hold fast. If God be for us, if God be for us, if God be for us, his banner o'er us, we'll sing the victor song at last. Glory to God. Amen. Assyria represented one of the worst nations of the times. They had chariots. They had horsemen. They were ruthless, daring people.
But you hear what God told Israel? Be not afraid. Don't you worry. Say it as I am. And I'm saying to every saint, Greg, God, this afternoon, don't you be afraid. I don't know what your troubles are, but if you're walking with God, you've got some troubles somewhere. But I'm telling you now, be not afraid. Lift up your head and tell God, I mean to make it. By God's eternal strength, I mean to make it. Be not afraid. I don't care if it's trouble on your job. Your boss might not like you. Might have held back increase of salary. You might be walking on thin ice and don't know whether you're going to have a job. But be not afraid. Hallelujah. There's somebody bigger than your boss. Hallelujah. And he's already anointed you to let you know you can make it. Glory to God. Maybe your school teachers, young man, young woman, hasn't given you the grades that you feel like you deserve. For I know sometimes professors can take it out on you with that marking pencil. But be not afraid. Don't let that worry. Just go ahead and do your best. And there is a God that way down the line sees what you're doing, and he knows what the right marks are, and he'll help you some way or other. Glory to God. Bills up on top of bills might be piling up, and you wonder, my God, what am I going to do? And the devil tells you about policy, and tells you about playing the numbers, and carrying a baseball pool ticket around in your pocket, and joining the Catholic Church so you can religiously play Catholic pool, but throw it out of your mind. The God that's already anointed you has told you the cattle on the thousand hills belong to me. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He went on and told your enemy, if I was hungry, I would not feed you. For the cattle are mine, the silver and the gold is mine, and I belong to him, honey. And he anointed me so my burden could be broken. Let's go. Hallelujah. You feel like your marriage is about to break up? Tell the devil he's a liar. Take that marriage and lay it at the foot of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's able to bind it together tighter than it's ever been. You think your boyfriend is sliding? He's not strong as he used to be. You hear what he says? And the burden, and I don't care what the burden is, shall be broken because of the anointing. Let me ask you something. I'm going to get real close to you now. How many of you folk know truly that God has anointed you? How many of you know that you're really anointed by the Holy Ghost? I'm not talking about any spirit of spirit now, but there's something great. I know I have the Holy Ghost. Yes, mine speaks every now and then. Might not speak every day, but it speaks every now and then. And I'm going to tell all you folks something, that you let somebody get you up and tell you that's it. Honey, that's not it. When you really get it, like you ought to have it, nobody has to tell you. That's it. You will know it for yourself. And don't you get up off of your knees on the strength of somebody telling you that's it. They're not going to be around all the time. You're going to face an adversary when they're not around. And them telling you that's it is not going to help you. But God has anointed you. There's no devil alive that can make him back up when your trials come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, sir. I don't believe, hear me. I don't believe in anybody having to tell you you got it. Glory to God. I think what we ought to do first, however, is tell you so you'll know when you got it. I don't believe anybody ought to be seeking it without not knowing something about it. And I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be around. And nobody else is going to be around all the time. But you have the promise of Jesus. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And that's what you need, honey. You need somebody that's there when blessed God the burden rolls up and snuffs out your sleep. And in the wee small hours of the morning, you find yourself rolling and tossing and pitching and can't go to sleep. You need somebody that can talk to you and tell you, don't count sheep, just call me. Hallelujah. I know what that means too. Yes, I do. There have been plenty of nights. Hallelujah. Amen. Lately, that I haven't been able to go to sleep. I didn't worry about it. I learned something. Oh, yes. I learned something. Glory. It used to worry me because I couldn't sleep a sound and all night long like I used to. But I learned something. Glory to God. Have you ever stopped to think? He could never fulfill the scripture in my life where he said, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So what care when sleep leaves my eyes early in the morning is my meditation period. There's nobody to bother me. The phone don't ring. And sister, go to sleep. Great God, there's no end automobiles riding by. Great God, and in the wee hours of the morning, I can take the word of God and chew the cud, burp it back and chew it over, and burp it back and chew it over, and meditate until sleep falls on me another time. Let the church say amen. I'm talking about burdens now. Glory to God. And you know what he gave you to help you with burdens? The anointing. Glory to God. I wonder if you know, sometimes anointing comes and doesn't have tongues with it. Glory to God. There's very few, and I can tell when the anointing comes standing right up here. Great God. I've stood up here and felt nothing, but just a few words out, I could feel something like the cooling stream of a brook flowing from the crown of my head down to my feet. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what? Sometime riding along in the automobile, I feel that same cooling, refreshing, anointing coming by. Sometimes sitting down reading my Bible and run upon something that inspires my soul and feel that something cool and refreshing running down over my body. Say what you will. It's God's anointing. God coming by and pouring his glorious anointing out on the soul. And you know what the prophet said? The power of your enemy shall be broken because of that anointing. And I want to tell you something. Whatever you do, whoever you are, keep anointed. Hear me. Don't let that anointing leave. And if you haven't felt God for a long time, let me give you a little secret. Do you remember how you got the Holy Ghost? You remember how you got it? Ma'am, sir? You remember what you were doing when you received it? Ma'am, sir? Answer me. You haven't forgot that, I hope. Do you still remember the day? Do you still remember the hour? What were you doing? Most of us were praising God. And praising God, God came by while we were praising. Hallelujah. I never shall forget that day. Katamo yata. Hey! I never shall forget it. Glory. Hallelujah. Somebody told me Sister Marion Colbert was standing up over a Bible stand, just like I'm standing up here this morning. And there I was down at the table on my knees trying to praise God. She evidently saw the battle that I was going through trying to praise Him. She said, and I heard her, Brother Goldner, get your mind on Jesus and praise Him. I dare. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what your burden. Echo. I don't care what you're wrestling with. I don't care what's in your mind, in your spirit, or in your body. If you can just get your mind on Jesus and praise Him. Did you hear? That's a simple formula, but it works, honey. It works. Get your mind off of your pain. Your burden might be your body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know there's some folks telling you, if you praise Him, amen, like you ought to, you'll get healed. Maybe you will and maybe you won't. But I can tell you something that'll help your burden if you can get your mind off of it. Glory to God. And I know what the devil will do for you. Amen. Shortly after God called me into this ministry, something happened in this body. I pulled a ligament on the left side, and that ligament goes down right by my heart from my left-handed arm right on down my side. And I've had that devil to look me in my face and tell me, be careful, be careful. You could drop dead any minute. Glory to God. And I can remember I was preaching down in southern Illinois, and the devil looked and stood me up in my face like a giant. Look out, look out, look out, look out, you'll die. And there's nobody down here that knows you. But I got the victory over that rascal. Bless God's name. That Sunday morning, once and for all. You know what I told him? If I die, and there's not a relative down here, somebody knows that I came from St. Louis. If I die, they're not going to keep me in this city. They're going to do away with a lifeless body. If I die while I'm preaching the gospel, what better way to die? If I die and leave Sister Golder and Joanne, God has promised He'll take care of them. I got him off of my back. Did you hear what I said? That Sunday morning, you don't have to walk around here with your head bowed down and with your hands hanging limp and your knees buckling and your feet slipping and sliding out of the path. God has anointed you with the Holy Ghost from on high to help you in your troublesome moments. Get the victory for yourself and walk on through here. After a while, it'll all be over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The burden shall be broken because of the anointing. That anointing God put on you. And you know, sometimes, let me tell you this, sometimes when God sends His glorious anointing by, He's just getting you ready for a trial that's on your way. You remember what Jesus said about a woman that came one time and she took a lovely box of ointment and poured it on him. And the devil and some of the folks started murmuring and complaining about a waste of some precious oil. Hallelujah! Jesus said, let her alone. Let her alone! Don't bother this. Don't bother what she's doing. And there's something significant about what he had to say. She hath anointed me against the day of my burial. She's poured oil on me and anointed me. I got a day coming.
and there won't be anybody around. But she's anointed me to move through that day. Listen, if we are followers of Jesus, he prepares us for the troubles that we have to undergo. He gives you what you need for yours. And what you need for yours may not be what I need for mine. But you can rest assured he'll give you what you need for yours. Amen. Amen. Amen, children. He doesn't mean for you to get into it and go back. But he's got what you need for whatever your life is passing through. The Bible says the reason why Elijah and Moses talked to Jesus on top of the mount. The Bible says they talked to him concerning his decease that was to be accomplished at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. I wish the Bible would have told us what they told him. I'd like to have known. But two men that had lived centuries before Jesus came, and they know which way he was going, they descended out of the cloud, out of that other world, and talked to Jesus. Before he ever got to Jerusalem, before the cross was ever seen, they talked to him. And they told him something about dying in Jerusalem. I'd like to think, and this is all my conjecture, that they told him, "Don't be afraid, Jesus. Don't worry about it." One of them could actually say to him, "I've been through the channels through which you're about to pass." Hallelujah. The devil met the individual who was carrying me to my grave and contested my burial. But God refuted that rascal and made him let me alone. "Don't worry about Jesus. Since you come to go to Calvary, go ahead. Go ahead! Doesn't make any difference how big the devil looms. Go ahead! He that sent you to be the sacrifice for the world has already ordained that you should pass by it with victory. Go ahead! Don't give up and don't shrink back. Regardless of what the pain may be, regardless of what you may feel in your flesh, regardless of how you feel in your soul, for there's some soul feelings going along with it. The very moment you make yourself a sacrifice for sin, even heaven itself and God in the heavens is going to pull back and leave you by yourself. Don't worry about it, Jesus. Don't worry about it. Victory is going to be yours." They talk with him concerning his decease, which he should accomplish. He was going to do it at Jerusalem. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She's anointed me against my burial. My, my, my. Isn't that marvelous? I don't believe God's going to leave you. I don't believe that. In your time, in your trouble, stop singing the blues. Amen. Come on. Amen. Hear me. Stop falling out with folks. Amen. Amen. Nobody can hurt you as long as God has something to do with your life and you're walking where he wants you to walk. Amen. Let come what may. You're still saved. Bless God. I like David. David said, "God is our refuge." I like that. And strength. He's not only refuge, but he'll strengthen you when you're weak. And that isn't all he said. A very present help in trouble. That's beautiful in itself. But I like the next verse. And some of us never paid attention to the next verse. When David said, "God is our refuge," listen at almost the impossible situation that he sits up. "Though the earth be removed." Have you ever stopped to analyze that? If God removes the earth, where are you going to be standing, David? "Though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and though the earth shake with the swelling thereof," Selah, pause a while. God is still a refuge. God is still a refuge. Earth removed, mountains shaken, God is still a refuge. No place to put your feet, God is still a refuge. No place to handle with your hands, God is still a refuge.
If you can just rest in the anointing that God has placed on your soul, and be sure it stays there. Be sure it stays there. Did you hear me? Be sure it stays there. Don't be satisfied with an autumn leaf dried life. Don't be cast about by every wind of doctrine going everywhere you can to find somebody speaking in tongues and shouting. But you get yourself an anointing that you know is your property. Hallelujah. At home, on the job, in street, and in church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everywhere you go, you find folks running here and there for a great big shout. And God knows I'm not opposed to anointing and the shouting. But I want to tell you that the Holy Ghost come to do something more than shout. It come to give strength in weakness. And sometimes you don't need to shout, honey. But sometimes when that devil hits you a blow right between your eyes and your knees buckle, you need the presence of the Holy Ghost to help you to stand there while your knees are getting stronger and you refuse to move. Hallelujah. He came to do that for you. When you feel like today is too much and you can't stand tomorrow, something comes along and gives you courage for the day. And as the songwriter said, bride, hope for tomorrow. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank Him for the Holy Ghost. Thank Kano Shabada. Hey! Thank Him for the Holy Ghost. Thank Him for His indwelling presence. Glory to God. If you haven't felt Him for a long time, if you don't feel like you want to get in somebody's prayer meeting and get out and seek Him until you feel Him, then seek Him by yourself. Amen. Isn't that going to hurt you to say some hallelujahs over again? Amen. I'm not ashamed to say it now. And I said mine 52 years ago. But sometime now, I get down on my knees and start out. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody said, what are you? Yes, indeed. Yes, I maybe kind of feel kind of dry. Yeah. Now, don't tell somebody you don't feel dry sometime. I got the Holy Ghost too, you know. But I tell you something. I'm not going to feel dry too long. No, I'm not going to have that. I'm supposed to be anointed. Hallelujah. He anointed my head with oil and my cup runs. That's supposed to be me. And I'm not going to stay dry too long. No, 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 no. I know something. And I know how to go back and be refreshed just like God anointed. I know how. And some of you folk need to tarry at the altar for refreshing. For the Holy Ghost is not only the Holy Ghost the gift, but it is refreshing. This is the refreshing. The Holy Ghost is the refreshing. And some of your souls this afternoon need to be refreshed. Amen. That yesterday's oldness might give way to today's freshness. Glory to God. God bless you today.